Brilliance Audio presents Tapestry by Belva Plain.
To my grandchildren. 1. In the spring of the year 1920, Paul Werner sat in a private hospital on New York's Upper East Side, waiting for the birth of his first child. He was 32 years old, and after surviving the worst of the war in the trenches of France, had come home in good health. He was an attractive man, with a strong, narrow frame and an aquiline face. When he was animated, he looked younger than his years. Chiefly, though, his expression was thoughtful, courteous and listening. When his vivid blue eyes, so unusual in combination with olive skin, turned their full attention to anything or anyone, the effect was startling. His future lay clearly marked before him. It always had been. Second in authority at the investment banking house founded by his late grandfather, he knew he was only a step away from the first position. Soon his father would retire, and Paul would be moving into the faintly shabby, spacious front room that looked out onto Wall Street. The family had deliberately maintained an atmosphere of quiet, unassuming prosperity. The elder Werner liked to compare their narrow little building, now wedged among skyscrapers, to a counting house in a Dickens novel. Its comfortable atmosphere suited Paul very well. An office was a place of business. One did not flaunt luxuries there. Indeed, one did not flaunt them anywhere. It would seem that Paul had everything. His wife, 4 years younger than he, was a gentle patrician girl whom he had known from childhood. Marion, affectionately called Mimi, belonged to one of those families who, not necessarily related by blood, were a part of the tight, unbroken German-Jewish circle that had been prospering in the city since the Civil War. They went to the same schools, belonged to the same clubs, and summered at the same places in the Adirondacks or at the Jersey Shore.